This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Yeah, well, that's where you're wrong. Your opinion is my opinion, and you'll get over it. No. Todd Berryman today hosting the Party Line. I want to remind you that it is presented by our friends at BooneCountyDailyNews.com, the local news service for Lebanon and Boone County. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. I'm never going to get over that. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Welty Customer Exteriors, Welty works for you. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The telecast at HoosierLandTV.com. Hopefully you can see and hear me this morning. Nancy Greeno, you're welcome to tell me I'm full of it, and right now I'm just miming to the camera. Hello? It's brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Day and Ginda Funeral Homes, and All BQs and Flora, all giving us a helping hand this morning on WILO, your home for classic hits. Well, welcome to the show, and I believe that we have Melissa Miller remoting in. Melissa, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, thank God. This show's feeling like it was going to be a solo venture, so by the time I got to the end of the hour, it's like, let me tell you some fun facts about pudding! And I'm trying to, and I don't mean your granddaughter, I mean like actual chocolate or vanilla or tapioca pudding.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to try not to go real food heavy today, since that seems to be my default mode, but we have such fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
who doesn't have fun with food?
Indeed, especially your granddaughter.
Yep.
So how was your weekend? Anything big going on for you?
No, just got about 300 plants in the ground. So,
you got them all in then?
Happy about that.
So you got them all in?
Yeah, I got all. Now I get to concentrate on the garden. That's next.
Heaven help you. So what are you planning to put into the? I know we weren't going to talk about food stuff, but what are you putting into your garden this year?
Well, my son has already got like potatoes planted. He's got the green beans planted, onions, that kind of stuff. So I concentrate on mainly the tomatoes, some cauliflower, broccoli, lettuce, basically anything that I have to chase the rabbits out of.
So basically stuff that you have to chase the rabbits out of, and you probably aren't going to be able to trick pudding into eating.
Well, no, not yet.
She hasn't done the broccoli. No, really, they're trees. You put the saucy cheese wig on them, and yum.
It's not Doritos.
No, not yet. She's not quite big enough for that stuff yet.
So we welcome Melissa Miller in remotely and Bill Gant live and in person in the studio. And did you put plants in this weekend, Bill? William?
I bought some things for my wife, but we took the weekend off putting things in.
Good.
Yes.
Will's dietary stuff still as good as it was a couple of days ago?
Doing well, yeah. Still, on time, getting plenty of roughage. Is that what we're doing? A roughage show?
Hey, how did the you guys did the dog? How did that go?
Oh, it went really well. There were several people there. It was the whole event was put on really well.
I mean, what was the event?
Oh, there's a 5K and there's like a 1K like jog too. It was for Suncrest Elementary School just down the street.
Gotcha.
So they could raise money for a therapy dog type thing. And they had already done that beforehand, so they raised plenty of money. So it was a great event. They had games out there for kids and things, and then they had a full 3.1 mile route that we jogged and did it. So we had ran on Tuesday down at the fairgrounds and did it in about 54 minutes, and then Friday we did it in 50.
And wow.
Then the next day we did the Stepping on Stigma walk for Healthy Communities at the TPA Park, And that was a lot of fun, too. A lot more people there. Of course, that's a bigger organization. A lot of walkers. And we jogged that one, too. And we did it in 48 minutes. So
wow.
We're slowly getting faster. But it was great. But
that's the phrase of the year right there. We're
slowly getting faster. The second day, right as the jog, I think it was at 10, began, the starter thing went off, and we began jogging, and it began pouring down rain for the next 45 minutes.
Right.
And we don't usually run in the rain. We don't run in the rain, not because it's horrible. It's just we could just, you know, take a day off and jog when it's nicer.
Right.
But we made it, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah, thank you for asking. Both events well attended and well done on both of them. They were great, easy to find, easy to do, great routes. People were really friendly. And for the one on Friday, I want to mention really quick. I want to say a big thanks to Jason Forsyth and his crew because later they came out and were kind of at some certain corners to help out to keep people going the right way on a Friday night after you've worked all day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fun to come watch a bunch of people. Sweaty walk by. So each one of those guys, I'm like, thanks for giving up part of your Friday. Appreciate
so did they put up barricades or something? Or
They had police at some areas. They had cones. They had some volunteer people. But then there were a few sections. They just needed some few extra people and plug these people in kind of here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there were officers. There were volunteers. But then he and a few of his crew came down to man some of the corners. So appreciate that on a Friday. You know,
No kidding. No kidding. Happy weekend.
Yes. You're on the clock. And sorry to breeze in a little bit late. I'm used to Kevin being in here, and it's more of a 8:35 TBS vibe, if you will.
Yeah, but
now I see that Todd's here. It's like a German train station. So
TBS vibe is in Todd Berryman Standard Time.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
No, I am not saying a word.
I actually hit the show about 3 seconds before... I didn't have time to teach you the fun parts of screening calls.
No.
So if you can improvise for a hot second.
Sure, I'll try it.
No, I'll do this. You talk on the air.
Hi there, everybody. I'm staying. Okay, whoever's going, he's got it. Bill Gant here on Party Line with Melissa Miller. We've been talking foodstuffs and 5Ks.
So what else did you do over the weekend?
Definitely.
As if that wasn't enough.
Mother's Day, of course.
Rude.
Uh-oh. They hung up.
They just hung up. I said, hi, WILO, and it was probably, I don't know, whoops. Did my headphones just cut out? Or did okay, that's
I still
me.
Hear you.
See, that's what I get. We're currently trying to make a grilled cheese with no sliced bread. That's where I am right now.
Uh-oh. But we're going to get there.
So thanks for the hang up. I guess they wanted to test to see if we could...
just see if we could do it, and we can't. So we know that now, that we're failures.
Anyway, I wasn't listening to the two of you, so please continue.
Just saying that she asked what I did the rest of the weekend, and then Sunday was Mother's Day, so we gave Mom some nice presents and just kind of hung around the house and did whatever Mom wanted to do.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good choice.
How about yourselves?
Well, she did the planting for...
I got the rest of my plants in
the ground.
We had to go buy some more barrels because I didn't have quite enough. So, but we went and got those and hung out and went out to eat and yeah, I had a nice easy weekend. It was kind of nice.
Now, did they took you out to eat on Sunday?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Larry took me out to eat.
Where'd you go?
Honestly, we went to Culver's because that's where we like to go.
Sure,
that's okay. Quick and easy.
And it wasn't busy. I was really surprised.
I like going at off times. That's very nice. We did that Saturday after our run. Then we went home, took a shower, and then we went some shopping for Mom because we knew what we wanted to get. Did that first, and then we ate second in Burger King by ourselves.
Mm-hmm,
kind of like that. Nice and quiet.
Yeah.
And what is his Whopper of choice, or is he a Whopper
like
of choice?
Yeah, off times, too, for that reason.
Yeah, he likes nuggets more than the...
Gotcha.
Eats hamburger things now, you know, but definitely still more the chicken fan.
Yep. Introduce him to the Western King.
Yes.
Now, kid, you're not going to be able to get this all in you, so Daddy's going to have to finish.
Now, they did buy, they went to the store, I think, Saturday after we'd been out. They had to go back out and get a gallon of milk because we forgot that, but then they picked up something kind of different. They picked up a new flavor of Pringles, which did not go over well in the house. So this new flavor of Pringles.
Which flavor?
This flavor is like Philly cheesesteak. It comes in like a deep blue can.
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, oh, we thought this would be great. Good. And so they pop it open. My son ate one. He was done. My wife, he ate a couple, and then he's like, I don't like these. And then I ate one, and when you take a bite of them, the cheese flavor that's with it, it's kind of supposed to come off as like a Parmesan style. But it's like a, it rests in your nostrils, so it comes across as like a really like stinky like foot cheese smell, taste. And then you can taste like red pepper, like an essence of peppers, like on a sandwich. You know, that's really done really well. So it's just, again, it's like foot cheese, then peppers and onions. So I ate one. I'm like, hey, you can really taste the peppers and foot cheese. And he's kind of.
And they're cured.
He's eating one. And then I'm in the other kitchen. My wife's in there, and she's like, you picked them out. You're going to eat them, like it or not. And I'm like, did you just hear yourself? You just ate two of those and about vomited them up. And now you're going to make these. I'm like, I'll just eat them. So I ate a few more. But
wow.
So if you're out there, Philly cheesesteak Pringles. Not the greatest.
Now, the Frito-Lay people, and I do have to say, in full support of Frito-Lay, they are a community fixture, so I do not want to alienate anybody with this.
Yeah.
So,
Do they make those?
No. Okay. No. But I'm now reconsidering the little story I'm going to tell, so maybe we'll just move on.
Okay, now Todd's not going to tell this evil
story
about Frito-Lay.
Well, there was a flavor, and I don't want to reveal what the I'm going to try to soft pedal this, but there were some friends of mine that used to do trivia, and that I used to do trivia with in Columbus, and these friends at this next table, our competitors, would bring in anytime Frito-Lay would bring out those unusual flavors, like the bring us a flavor or whatever it's called, that competition.
Oh, I remember.
And they'll have like cheesy garlic bread or Philly cheesesteak or whatever. And I will say, the wasabi ones, the kind of sushi ones, those were amazing. There was another flavor, which I'm going to soft pedal, that I'll just say we were really appalled by, and we couldn't really get behind.
Well, that's okay. What was that?
I'm going to move on.
You can't say what flavor it was?
Honestly, I can't remember it. It was some weird permutation, like the Philly cheesesteak or something.
Oh, okay.
Or New Orleans po' boy sub or some weird thing. And it was the kind of flavor where all of us just kind of reflexively go, no, you can have the bag. It wasn't.
Wow.
But having said that, and again, before anybody at Frito-Lay is coming for my head, a la Ken Hartman talking about the teachers. I want to. Well, good. I've stepped in it twice now. I will say that they have more than made up for it with other flavors, like the last year when they were doing the Funyuns flavored wavy lays.
Oh yeah,
or things like that. They've had flavors that have been absolutely amazing, and I'm
sure.
And I'm a sour cream and onion diehard, so that, you know, they don't need to keep making more flavors. It's interesting to try them, and I'm sure it kind of gives them a nice little spike in curiosity sales. Yeah. But sometimes, I guess what I'm saying, Frito-Lay, is if you need to hire me as your executive taster to say, yes, this is pretty close to jalapeno popper, or dear God, send it back to R&D.
You're the guy.
I would be more than happy to help you.
You're the guy. Well, then I would like to put it out there to Frito-Lay that I'd like that same job, but unlike Todd, I enjoy all your Frito-Lay products. And don't get on the radio and bash your food. Thank you.
Because
see you guys later. I'm working at Frito. You guys are done.
Because this sounds very Leonard Skinner W. I'm working for Frito.
I'm working for MCA. Yeah, I'm out. Well, that's I'm glad that you kind of blocked maybe the flavor out of your head too, whatever it was.
It was, I know, I remember it was some sort of sandwich. That's all I remember.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But I remember thinking that it was one of those flavors that our general reaction was, this is really not good. There was a very specific reaction that I am soft pedaling on the air. Maybe when I'm teaching you how to take care of the answering the phone business,
sure.
I'll fill you
okay.
in.
Okay. Well, there is a fun quality to bad food.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this kind of the story quality you get when you have a bad meal or something bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like which one do you tell the story about more? And Melissa, I mean to loop you in on this because I feel like we've kind of shunted you aside, and I don't mean to.
That's traditionally what we do here, Todd. Now, maybe your rules are different.
I've noticed that the delay is a lot longer, too. So,
true of us all. So,
well, good morning. How's Pudding? Is the delay still coming? Is it that bad?
Lincoln's been shot.
Glad to be here. Usually it's by TBS. It's a train station.
Puddin' is actually asleep.
Oh.
Oh, she's there right now.
But we've put her to sleep.
Oh, yeah. She's passed out. She's asleep.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly the WILO catch-all just, boom, they drop.
first Fast and
First Fast and Furious, did you say?
First Fast and Furious. We're slowly getting faster.
Okay, so what I was going to go to, yep. though, is to loop both of you in. Like, a good meal, you talk about within, like, the first day or two that you've had it. Like, wow, I had this really great thing, and insert name of restaurant
yes.
here. And it's really a pleasure. But 2 days, you can kind of get a story out of it. But a really appalling meal, a really awful one, or really bad service, you'll tell that story for the rest
That's
of
how
your
it works.
Life.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Those are stories. You tell yeah. 10 people, right? Yeah.
I mean, the thing I, for example, I love, you know, you mentioned Culver's, so why not PO three or four different businesses this morning?
Okay.
And I will say the Culver's in Frankfurt and the Culver's, yeah, the Culver's in Frankfurt does not do this.
Okay.
But I have had this happen, and they don't do it so much anymore, but this used to happen to me in Columbus at Culver's, and this used to happen to me in the Kokomo one.
Okay.
And it was the thing where you'd have your plate, you'd have your half your burger still in your hand, you'd still have maybe half of your cheese curds or your fries or whatever,
yes.
and then some teenager would come by and say, "Are you finished with your tray?" "No, I'm not."
Yeah. Look.
"I'm sitting here with a mouthful of burger." And so my response was actually, "No, I'm not." And I don't want to say, "Listen, you little pimply goon, I don't know if you can tell."
Wow, is there something about that chair over there? What's it do to people?
It's making me spicy. Here
you
like,
are.
Yeah, I know.
Good. There he is. There now he's out of the chair. His soul is coming back.
Your Hoosierland people are looking, going, "Did he really just kick the chair back?" Yes, he did. Now he's coming over the counter.
Oh, my gosh. He's like he said pimply teenager. See, I saw the thing as there was Todd, you know, in from the bars late.
No.
"Excuse me, Mr. Berryman, are you finished with your tray, sir?" "Get a word from me."
"Call me, sir!"
That's it. See, that's what was going on. Wow.
Can't
Melissa,
hear you, maggot!
Melissa, have you had them come to take your tray early from you?
Answer
I
wisely.
I agree with him. I agree with him on the one at Kokomo.
Yeah.
But I didn't even have that nice an experience.
Wow, they just yanked the tray out from under you and not even ask.
The person that was taking the order, and this was not a teenager.
Okay.
This was somebody probably my age or a little older, and was extremely rude.
So we've offended the Gen Zers and the baby boomers. Good,
yes.
Good. Let's see if we can get the Gen X people and the millennials.
Okay, what did this mummified thing do to you?
Yeah, I don't know if she was having a bad day or what, but it was not an enjoyable experience.
We were a little grumpy.
I'm going to fire this.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire this at the group because this just came up. My wife is texting me about a brownie recipe, which I did not share with you, and I meant to.
Okay.
She made Mounds brownies a few days ago for us for Mother's Day. God bless her.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And it's literally like the Mounds candy bar.
Yes.
You do your brownies, and then you put on this coconut mixture with condensed milk, and then you pour chocolate frosting on top of it, and it's wonderful. And the reason I'm asking this right now is because my lovely wife is worried on a food safety level that she should not have left the brownies out of the refrigerator. Now, I'll tell you that, you know, typical brownies, they're fine. You can just leave them on the counter.
Yeah.
Her concern is that this had sweetened condensed milk in it. And so she's concerned.
They should have gone in the fridge.
Aaron, if you're listening, and if you're not listening, excuse me, y'all. I'm just going to.
Hold on.
Yeah, comma, Melissa Miller says they're probably not good, comma, go ahead and pitch them, period. Me, comma, I'm willing to take a chance, period. Can you tell I'm and people who are watching on Hoosier Land can see I'm voice texting that right now.
Too late, comma, on my way to Howard County Poison Center, comma. You need to come home now, period.
Well, ground control, comma, to major bummer.
Nice upset stomach.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then, I didn't know.
I'm just not real sure how well the condensed milk and the coconut would be coming back up.
But see,
enough said. But I figured all these things were, like, shelf-stable, so I thought, well, with the condensed milk, since it didn't get cooked.
I'm on your side. I think it's okay. Because I used to make these eight-layer dang bars, and it has condensed milk with peanut butter mixed together.
Yeah.
And then I didn't always refrigerate that. They were okay.
Let me very quickly do this again.
Bill says, eat them up. Knock yourself
Bill
out.
Says, eat them up, comma, take a chance, exclamation
yeah,
point,
like,
live a little. Period.
Live life, good
hey,
lord.
You know.
Jeez.
That's all right. They say you're not supposed to eat cookie dough, but it hasn't stopped me yet, and I'm 62.
And I've seen they've changed that, though, on packages now. Do you see that? You read that on there? Mm-hmm. It says safe to eat raw.
No.
Yeah, depending on the...
Yeah. Like cookie dough, yeah, from
like
a,
cookie dough in an ice cream
make,
or something.
Yes. Or from the package, because they know people are buying those and eating them.
Well, yeah, but the cookie dough in the ice cream is the one that's egg-free.
Yeah, it's some synthetic egg product, so it's cool.
Should we open this up to the,
yeah,
the
exactly.
listeners?
So
well, sure.
Happy.
I mean, golly, with the first caller, we had so much luck. See if you can do it. Actually, if you could just walk in here and say, it'd be way cool.
Yeah, it'll kill you. Don't do it. Okay, thanks, Mystery Steve.
I just know cream, that stuff you got to put away so that you're safe.
So the phone number, now mind you, I'm tending, no offense, Bill, I'm tending to want to default to Melissa on this because experience. But,
safe over for darn sure. I'm on that side.
But if you'd like to weigh in on, do I need to refrigerate the Mounds brownies? The phone number is 765-659-3338. 765-659-3338. Answering the hard questions, settling issues. Clinton was robbed, yes or no?
Clinton was robbed. And if you could just come in and say it instead of calling, that'd be fantastic.
I mean,
but I think you're right, Melissa. I mean, knowing that those things
you know, I'd
were,
like to know if anybody else has a
poison
one
in
of
their
those food stories, you know, or a bad one.
Could
I'm
be,
sure.
If I miscalculate this, could be a fun show tomorrow. Hey, Todd Berryman.
Todd Berryman.
Bill's going to handle this
live
solo.
From the Poison Control Center. I'm
Mr.
with you,
Yuck
though.
Is green.
I'm with Melissa. That I would rather, if you are unsure about a food, you always throw it away. No way.
Yeah.
Not worth it. So,
and I will and I will say these things are, I mean, I don't know how the two of you are about coconut. I will say these brownies were amazing, but...
So they're pretty good.
But they're very rich.
Here goes Todd.
All right.
I think we have the technology. He's getting close. He's picked up the phone. He seems to be speaking to someone. Could be AI. It could be somebody selling insurance. He's telling him if we're not interested. Oh, wait, nope. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
This
is Patty.
I think this is Patty.
This is
Parks, I think.
This is Patty.
I don't know. We don't talk that often. Hello, Patty is in Patty Keaton Parks, Patty. Oh, hold on. Let me put you. Okay,
you're on
we'll
the brownie show. Hello.
All right.
Can I switch it up?
So are you offering an opinion on the can I eat these brownies, or is it I'm going to be walling myself off in one of the two restrooms at home and nobody's allowed in and icky girls stay out?
No, I'm calling in to kill the food show.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Okay, kill it. What do you got for us? This was silly anyway. We weren't even trying.
We're just freestyling. We don't have any guests this morning, so.
Now we do.
I know that. So you're talking about events this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday I attended the Hoopin' for a Cause, which used to be Battle of the Badges.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I just wanted to give I guess is that kudos to the fire department and the police department. I don't know how it went in the past. I can't remember who won. But the police department defeated the fire department in game two.
They played two games?
No, they played. First game was the Frankfurt alumni, and they defeated the Frankfurt mainly teachers, I guess.
Oh, that's wild.
Staff.
Okay.
Okay. So the alumni defeated
alumni
the
against staff.
Yes. And then the police department defeated the fire department in a rough game. A lot of people on the floor. A
lot of bodies everywhere.
<Uh-oh>. Yeah.
Who won the last game, though? Because didn't the police department play the alumni?
I'm getting there. Okay.
Well, then.
The Special Olympics played next with the Thundercats and Mighty Ducks, and they had a great time. And then the Frankfurt staff took on the fire department, and the Frankfurt staff won.
Whoa.
So they won the whole thing.
Beat the fire department.
They did.
How'd the fire department take that? You were there. Were there a lot of sad faces, wet mustaches?
No, absolutely not. There are pictures on Daily News of the event. There's over 300 photos you can view, but...
Whoa. Well done.
And this was, yeah, it was all a great day.
Well, it sounds like a full day. I went last year, and I think there was just, at last year, there was one game, just fire and police against each other. It was
right.
And was this at the high school this year, too?
It was.
Okay.
At Case Arena. Yeah.
So that was like, yep, a full day. What time did that start?
Pardon me?
What time did that event start?
2 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
And what time did it end?
I think the last game was at 7.
Okay, so that's a full evening out there. Okay, nice.
And all proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club, Special Olympics, and Frankfurt Education Foundation.
So three good causes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, yeah, a winner, especially the staff of the school.
Right.
Knocking off the fire, right, department.
Right. It was, okay, great.
Well,
so that's all. I just wanted to switch it up a little, but there are over 300 photos on Daily News for people that want to go and check them out.
On ClintonCountyDailyNews.com?
Yeah.
Or both, actually.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be Boone County, too.
ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll check them out. Thanks, Petty.
All right. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Lifesaver.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and pull my chair back up because I think that little bit of drama's finished.
Okay, all right, all finished.
done
with the brownies. Brownies are done.
And what we're going to do is...
Sure, what would you like to do?
We have
a real guest here and everything.
we're going to take a momentary breather and bring everybody up to speed, and we're going to welcome Julia Leahy of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce coming up. I had the privilege of interviewing her, I think, for the first time a few weeks ago, so it'll be nice to play catch up with her.
And when we come back, we can find out how you do it in Delphi, bro.
And we're going to talk about catch up because of, you know, food.
sorry.
Melissa, thank you for hanging out with us this morning, and Bill, you as well. And we're going to be talking to Julia Leahy of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce here in just a hot minute on WILO, your home for classic hits.